Hi, this is Trent here with Colin for another episode of Big Time Movie Reboos. And this time, for the Big Time movie, we've chosen 500 Days of Summer, starring Joseph Gordon-Levitt of Third Rock from the Sun and 10 Things I Hate About You and other...
Brick.
Yeah, other things. Brick and The Lookout, which we will talk about soon.
Upcoming G.I. Joe.
Right. And
Zooey Deschanel.
Zooey Deschanel, who is fantastic, yes, and has been in things like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, The Tin Man, which was on Sci-Fi Channel.
Yeah, that's right. She wasn't there. Mm-hmm. Trying to think.
She was in Yes Man. Great in Yes Man.
Didn't see Yes Man.
Yeah, it was good. So anyway, we're not here to talk about those. We're here to talk about 500 Days of Summer.
Yes.
And Colin and I both saw that. Which makes for better reviews, or reboos.
Makes for actual reboos.
And I actually enjoyed the thing.
Yeah, I thought it was good. It was real good.
Going into it, the voiceover actually says this is not a love story.
Right.
But it has a lot of stuff in it that's actually endearing and,
right,
you know, life lesson kind of stuff that,
right,
you may or may not have.
I wouldn't even say life lesson so much as just it's just what
life
happens.
Experience.
Yeah, it's just what happens. And I think that from that, in that respect, it's a really good, I think it's an antidote to the typical
rom-com.
Yeah, rom-com movie, just because I think that...
Short for romantic comedy.
That's right. Yeah, I think that the problem with a lot of romantic comedies is that they help to perpetuate an unrealistic idea of what relationships are supposed to be like or should be like or are like.
Right.
And people develop...
The goofy relationship where... Boy meets girl, boy is weird, girl is weird,
right,
but it all works out.
And then grand gesture, you know, comes, yeah, at the end, and it's like, you know, it's just that kind of thing. I think that mentality is a little bit, I mean, it's unrealistic,
right,
obviously.
It's not even dated, it's just,
right,
unrealistic.
Yeah, it's just unrealistic. And I think that a lot of people probably need to see stuff like this or, you know, well, I won't go into other movies.
How about this?
What?
Just 500 Days of Summer.
Yeah, but just this. Yeah, yeah, I think it's a good one because it's fun still. I was going to say Revolutionary Road, but that one's not even fun.
That's not fun.
It's just a beating. So it's
like, but this one, not a beating.
No, not at all.
I recommend this highly because of the... it sometimes doesn't take itself seriously.
Right.
The performances put in are top shelf restaurant quality performances.
I think they're good. I think the movie, I mean, where it might fall, you know, in some people's, where their alarms might go off is when it gets to be a little bit too deliberately quirky.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a pitfall that a lot of movies do make.
Yeah.
And this one, they kind of toe the line in some parts.
There was a scene where they are walking through IKEA and,
right,
you know, touching all the kitchen appliances,
right,
and pretending they're playing house,
right,
in there. And that,
and you're
was,
like, have you,
yeah,
ever been
little...
to IKEA? Because there's no way that's ever going to happen. Because there's like a billion people in there. It's just not going to happen.
It was, not only is it unrealistic, but yeah, too a little too precious and awkward for me.
Right. Well, it's just, not to say that it wouldn't happen, but, you know, the notion that you're sitting there in the theater appreciating this behavior, whereas if you're actually in IKEA, you'd be like, you know, who are these weird, and why don't they get out of the way because I'm trying to look at how much this, you know, spoon costs or whatever.
Yeah.
Find the scene amusing.
Yeah, fairly amusing. So. And there were some things like flashback. It's kind of built on flashback and flash forward, which,
right,
is,
yeah,
you know, actually ended up being interesting.
Right.
There's voiceover.
It's not really confusing.
Which people usually naysay voiceover in films, but it was...
It's not terribly expository.
Right,
yeah.
It was very interesting voiceover.
Right.
So I personally, Trent, highly recommend this film.
I also...
You can concur?
It's funny when I say it that way because it sounds like I'm talking to you. Or that I'm saying, Colin? No, but I also recommend it. It was good.
Great.
See it.
So join us again for a future episode of Big Time Movie Reboos.